Good Wednesday morning, beloved. And again, thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Wednesday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are going to be in Exodus chapter 4, where Moses continues to voice objections to the commission that he has been given by God, prompting God to give Moses miraculous powers and appointing Moses' brother, Aaron, to be Moses' spokesperson. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Exodus chapter 4. Then Moses answered the Lord, "But suppose the Israelites do not believe me and will not listen to what I say. What shall I do if they say that you did not appear to me?" So the Lord asked him, "What are you holding?" "A walking stick," he answered. The Lord said, "Throw it on the ground." When Moses threw it down, it turned into a snake, and he ran away from it. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Reach down and pick it up by the tail." So Moses reached down and caught it and became a walking stick again. And the Lord said, "Do this to prove to the Israelites that the Lord, the God of their ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has appeared to you." The Lord spoke to Moses again, "Put your hand inside your robe." And Moses obeyed, and when he took his hand out, it was diseased and covered with white spots like snow. And then the Lord said, "Put your hand inside your robe again." And he did so, and when he took it out this time, it was healthy, just like the rest of his body. The Lord said, "If they do not believe you or be convinced by the first miracle, then this one will convince them. If, in spite of these two miracles, they still will not believe you, and if they refuse to listen to what you say, take some water from the Nile and pour it on the ground, and the water will turn into blood." But Moses said, "No, Lord, don't send me. I've never been a good speaker, and I haven't become one since you began to speak to me. I'm a poor speaker, slow and hesitant." And the Lord said to him, "Who gives man his mouth? Who makes him deaf or dumb? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? It is I, the Lord. Now go, and I will help you to speak, and I will tell you what to say." But Moses answered, "Oh, Lord, no, please send someone else." At this time, the Lord became angry with Moses and said, "Well, what about your brother Aaron, the Levite? I know that he can speak well. In fact, he is now coming to meet you and will be glad to see you. You can speak to him and tell him what to say, and I will help both of you to speak, and I will tell you both what to do. And he will be your spokesman and speak to the other people for you. Then you will be like God, telling him what to say. Take this walking stick with you, for with it you will perform miracles." And today's key verse is Exodus chapter 4, verse 11 and 12, where the Lord said to Moses, "Who gives man his mouth? Now go, and I will help you to speak, and I will tell you what to say." You know, I guess you might say that Moses was keenly aware of his own deficiencies. But, you know, that's really a healthy thing. We all need to recognize what we are without God. But Moses wasn't sent out by God to do these things on his own. God was going, had sent him and was going with him. And still, Moses was afraid. You know, I hope that none of us are ever caught in that position where we have clear direction from God on what to do or what to say, and our fear, which you can read that as a lack of faith, is so great that we fail to obey the direction of God in our lives. May we always be faithful and true to the direction of God in our lives. Let's pray. Sovereign God, guide my speech this day. May my words be a source of comfort and encouragement to others and reflect your love. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday together to an end. Join me tomorrow as we will be reading Exodus chapter 4, verses 18 through 31, when Moses returns to Egypt. Until then, beloved, just keep trusting God, holding on to those promises, because the answers to your prayers are on their way. God bless.